Well, a little history. This feast that we celebrate, the solemnity, it used to be the circumcision of the Lord. And we catch that in the last little bit from our gospel reading tonight. Frankly, I'm glad for the change because I really don't want to talk circumcision. It's a whole lot easier to talk about Mary as Mother of God. And so we stand here at the dawn of a new year. And this is always such a blessed time for us to gather. We gather tonight with our mother. And that's such a beautiful way for us to begin to enter into a new year. Reflecting on Mary as the Mother of God. And for some, that title, and that's is really the central title for Mary, but for some, that's a really real struggle or a sticking point. How can she be the Mother of God? But Mary is the Mother of God because we remember Jesus is God. He is fully divine. He is God come in the flesh. And she is his earthly mother. So that's where we get the title. And that is really a central core title for Mary. And it is such, I think, an important title for us to remember. Because she is not only then the Mother of God, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this Word made flesh, our God who has come among us. But then, as we remember, as Jesus is on the cross, he gives his mother to all of us, now as our Heavenly Mother. Her care, her intercession, her witness and example for us is such an incredible gift. We also remember that Mary is not the end in itself, but Mary always leads us to her Son. It's as if she takes us by the hand and walks us, accompanies us with that tender motherly love, bringing us to her Son. What an incredible gift that is. And so we begin this new year with our Heavenly Mother. We begin this new year with her intercession, with her witness and example. We begin with her yes. Her faith allowed her to have such trust in God as to say yes when the angel Gabriel came to her. Not knowing all that that would entail and how that would unfold throughout her life. But she had that faith and that trust to be able to say yes to God. That then becomes important for us, that we then in this new year grow in that level of faith, that her witness, her yes, helps us to be able to trust and surrender to God with faith in our lives. How often in Scripture, and we heard it tonight, with the lowly, smelly shepherds, smelling like the sheep, as they came to pay homage to this newborn king. And what is Mary's response? She holds all of these things in her heart. Hers is a response of reflection, of prayerfulness, and undoubtedly of silence, to be able to reflect and hold these things in her heart. That's important for us as we begin this new year. I'm not big on New Year's resolutions. I think they're good things. But how often do we say, yeah, I'm going to pray more in the new year, and we find a month into it that the resolution is long forgotten and we're back in the same habits and patterns that we've had before? But rather than making those resolutions, set a goal, an achievable goal, with the plan. And so we look to Mary for that sense of prayerfulness. Our goal in this new year should be one of growing in prayer in the model and example that she has given us. But don't just leave it in the platitudes and the good intentions. What's the plan? How do I create that silence in my life? What am I going to do to grow in prayerfulness and to grow in holiness in the image of our Blessed Mother throughout this year? And finally, tonight, we also are sent into this new year with that priestly blessing from the Book of Numbers. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them, this is how you shall bless the Israelites." And this blessing is for us as well. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. As we enter into this new year, let these words of blessing guide us, that truly the Lord will bless and keep us each and every day throughout this new year, that his face will shine upon us and he will be gracious to us, that he will look upon us kindly and give us peace. May this new year be for each of us a year filled with joy, good health, peace, and as we enter into this Jubilee year of hope, may it truly be a year of renewal. Renewal in the gift of hope, a hope founded in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and truly a hope modeled by our Blessed Mother, by Mary, the Mother of God.